Hey Bulldog fans, week five this week of the Bulldog Talk with Jonathan Gordon. I'm Cole Kian, your athletic director at Ellensburg High School. JG, week five. We're becoming seasoned vets at this thing.
We are, yeah. I think we're feeling a little bit better every week we do it. And obviously, it's kind of like the student athletes out there on the field, you know, getting more comfortable with a new season as they progress. And so, yeah, let's do it. Let's get started.
All right, let's fire up things with girls swim. We had our first home girls swim meet last week, and it was outstanding. We had a bunch of great performances. It was great to get back in the Central Aquatic Center in front of our own home fans and a lot of people who haven't seen swim here in Ellensburg for the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's a great, you know, obviously we're not traveling large distances to when we're going on the road to compete, but be able to swim in our own pool, if you will. I think we do our practicing at
yes.
Memorial Pool, or
no,
do we do it at Central?
We're back at Central now.
It is okay. So I know it's kind of been back and forth, you know, over the past few years. And so yeah, to be able to get the competition back in a pool with which we're very familiar, rather than having to travel, you know, 4 hours round trip to go to Prosser, or even, you know, hour and a half round trip to Sealer or Yakima, that's a fantastic thing. And hopefully, you know, regain some exposure, you know, for our swim program.
Bingo.
Right in our own backyard. So it was exciting that we were able to have a meet there and had some pretty good performances.
For sure. And it was, like I said, it was great to be back at the aquatic facility. The railing was lined up with fans. The kids enjoyed themselves. There was a lot of loud screaming, cheering each other on, and we were able to wrap up a second place finish in our home meet that we hosted.
And that really was a springboard for, you know, for later on in the week, which we'll talk about here shortly. But yeah, you know, again, trailing only Sela in the point standings, and we know how dominant of a program they've had. So you know, again, some really good, you know, season's best marks I think we had, you know, Wednesday, and then, you know, even topping some of those later on, you know, at the Yakima Valley Championships on Saturday. To get a second place finish against some familiar foes was a really good start to the week for us, you know, on Wednesday.
Absolutely. And Eliana Fredrickson had a finish, first place finish in the 200 free and the 100 best breaststroke, some of those times that you were talking about, season best.
Exactly, and that's where you want to be this time of year, rather than backtracking, making those continued strides forth as we get towards the postseason. There's only, I think, one regular season meet left coming up this weekend before.
We host on the 18th. Also,
we do. Okay, so that's a new one. All right. Yep. Well, there you go. So we got two meets left before regionals over in Pullman at the end of the month. So that's certainly a good thing. But yeah, definitely. Wednesday was a good start to the week, and really I think it carried over to Saturday. You know,
for sure,
fourth place finish, the Yakima Valley Championships, and two of those three teams ahead of us were 4A schools.
13 teams that were included in the Yakima Valley Championships, and we finished fourth. That includes 1A through 4A. Mm-hmm. So I'd say Coach Shayla has a pretty good thing going right now.
Absolutely. You know, and I was kind of looking at some of the numbers today, kind of putting those things together, and just to see the improvements and how we did, against Sela, you know, again, they were number one, you know, Eisenhower was number two, West Valley number three, and then Ellensburg number four. Prosser number five, really two through five were pretty closely contested as far as the scoring was concerned, and the points were a little bit different since there were more teams there, but so higher point totals. But you know, again, individually, you've got Macy Holloway, had two wins on Saturday, Eliana Schneider with a win in the 500 free, and then our 400 freestyle relay team, you know, got wins. So especially when you got 13 teams there instead of your normal four, five, or six that we would see during a regular season, a non-championship, you know, that's a really good outing by our swimmers.
Yep, and this week they're competing at Lions Pool versus East Valley, Grandview, Prosser, and Sela, 10 a.m. start on Saturday.
Yeah, so it should be good.
Cross country, traveled up north to near Arlington, to Lakewood, Washington, Lakewood High School up at Arlington, and ran at the Nike Hole in the Wall Invitational. A bunch of runners there, I think in the thousands.
Yes.
Elite gold and silver divisions, and we had a bunch of really good finishes.
We did, and this is I think 41st annual event, so something that's done on an annual basis, and you've got swimmers from all over all over the West, not just the Pacific Northwest, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, I think British Columbia, there was some there, but there was even some student athletes from California, I think down in San Diego area, were even up there for that. So yeah, like you said, there's three different divisions there. Our girls were in the silver division, which is, you know, the third highest of those divisions, and placed third, you know, pretty good. There was 343 racers and 43 teams, and we got third as a squad.
Heck
so
yeah.
That's a really good, you know, really good outing for them. The boys were in the elite division, which is the highest of those three divisions, and they finished 24th. But again, that's the elite of the
yes.
elite as far as the West Coast is concerned. So to be able to be there and compete in that highest division, you know, even though there were a lot of teams that ended up finishing ahead of them, if you take a look by comparison to all the schools that were there, you know, because they were in that upper echelon, that certainly was was a good outing.
Well, and Coach Hashimoto has talked so many times this year about getting our kids, our boys and our girls, in competition,
mm-hmm.
like. Not necessarily a race, but somewhere where they are pushing against another runner to where right. they can push themselves a little bit harder than what they thought, so they can run a little bit faster in mm-hmm. preparation for hopefully a deep full season run.
Exactly. And you know, it's one thing to compete against the other student athletes in the CWAC, you know, on a weekly basis with those duels and so on and so forth, but to be able to take it and compete against more elite individuals whom you may not see again over the course of the year, or if you do, it's going to be at the state championships.
Yep.
You know, like you said, it gives them an opportunity to push themselves, challenge themselves. And, you know, while the results as far as individual finish may not be as high from a placing standpoint.
Correct.
It's the timing
yep.
standpoint is really what they're shooting for, is that continued improvement. And so, you know, I say, well, they finished 24th. Well, you're competing against, you know, kids that you're probably not going to see any other time out of the year. And so, you know, you take those positives away from it. And, you know, our top finishers, Emma Beachy on the girls' side, and then Mystic Hammond again on the boys' side, I think they were about 2 minutes off the pace from the number one runner in their respective races. And you know, so they've got an idea of something to strive for, you know, above and beyond where they're already at.
Absolutely. And they continue CWAC racing this week, four-way meet at SELA. Down at Apple Ridge
mm-hmm.
Versus East Valley, Prosser, and SELA on Thursday. And then on Saturday, Coach has taken a couple Suburbans down to the Portland metro area for the Lewis and Clark Cross Country Invitational.
Yeah, should be a good meet. And again, it's another another opportunity to get better, you know, to compete against some folks you wouldn't otherwise see. And I think we saw it a couple weeks ago when they did a league meet on Thursday and an invitational on Saturday, and saw some drastic, you know, moves up the ladder as far as timing was concerned on that Saturday meet after I would say dominating the league meet on the Thursday.
For sure. Well, girls soccer also heading back to competition this week. Last week had a couple rough ones. Well, one rough one and one really competitive match.
For sure.
Girls got beat by East Valley 8-1 on Tuesday. Amy Becker was able to get a goal in that game, her first of the season. Couldn't overcome a 5-1 halftime deficit.
No, and that's, you know, and it was going to be kind of interesting to see what was, you know, how that game was going to pan out, because we played East Valley. This is East Valley, you know, number one in the league. And they're third in the RPI in the state right now. And, you know, we kept real close with them down at their place back in September. I was going to be kind of interested to see, are they going to just come out and score a lot of goals against us, or, you know, really put on the pressure? And that seems like that's what they, you know, that's what they did Tuesday.
Well, and you and I were talking about it via text message that day, and it didn't seem at halftime like we were down 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of a 3-1, 2-1 game.
Sure.
But just a couple of mistakes here and there, and a good team like East Valley will take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And in the same way, on Thursday, we got beat by Prosser. We fell 3-2 in PKs, mm-hmm. but, man, that was a really competitive soccer game. And we got out of the gates early and mm-hmm. got a score, and then Prosser came back and answered back. And then
mm-hmm.
we kind of settled in
mm-hmm.
to our defensive approach that Coach
yeah.
had kind of revisited with the girls
mm-hmm.
after Tuesday's game.
Yeah.
We kind of got back into it and settled in, and then we just couldn't overcome when it come to PK time.
For sure. But again, you know, it's progress for us. And so to get that 2-1 lead at halftime, you know, get the offense going a little bit. And like you said, you know, maybe get into a defensive routine that was going to be, you know, hopefully, you know, beneficial for us. And obviously if it was, we kept it a pretty close score against a Prosser team that, you know, with the exception of probably playing East Valley and maybe SELA, then, you know, they've been pretty dominant in facing the opposition. They beat us, I think, 6-0 down at their
yep,
place.
Yep.
And so, again, these are improvements that we're making. Unfortunately, not quite enough to get over the top, But, you know, to force or to be in an overtime situation, to be a penalty kick situation, you know, is certainly a sign of good things to come. And you know, again, to only lose by a 3-2 score, and realistically, you know, and that being in the PKs, I think that's kind of where we want to be if we're not getting the W's right now. You know, at least we're keeping the good teams real close to us.
Our girls are competing. They're going to continue to compete this week. They got Grandview on Tuesday after a reschedule. We were originally supposed to go down to Grandview, but Grandview couldn't get a bus, so then we had to flip-flop sites. So needless to say, we host them tomorrow, and then on Thursday we host Sela here at home again.
Mm-hmm. And that's, we talked last week about a favorable end of the season schedule from a location standpoint.
Absolutely.
I mean, five of our last six being at home. Our only trip is going to Othello next week. You know, so to be able to get Grandview here, you know, these are kind of must win games. So we're getting down to that wire, but we're still certainly in the playoff hunt. I mean, you've got three teams that have kind of, you know, asserted themselves and have clinched postseason berths already, but we're only, you know, a game and a half behind the number four team right now.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so, you know, we get a couple of these home wins, you know, against some of the teams that we're fighting for a spot with, and that's really what our schedule is looking like now. Sela's the only one out of our remaining schedule, I think, that's, you know, it's kind of asserted themselves above and beyond. You know, but we, you know, steal a couple wins, we're going to, you know, find ourselves in the postseason. And, you know, as we know, clean slate, anything can happen once you get to the playoffs.
That's what's great about this league, is anything can happen at any time across the board in any sport. So good luck to our soccer athletes. Absolutely. This week. Volleyball with a couple big sweeps last week. We hosted Sela, beat them 3-0, and then we traveled up to Ephrata, the other two teams that were undefeated in conference play. Mm-hmm. And handed them a sweep as well.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, that's the way you want it. You assert yourself. Say, hey, you know, we've been the top dog for a number of years, and you know, to take care of your two biggest rivals, if you will, and to do in a commanding fashion, you know, is certainly where we want to be at right now. Yeah, I mean, we, you know, pretty much clobbered Sela at home. You know, with, you know, two sets where we more than doubled the score. I think we outscored them 75-44 in the three sets combined. And so, you know, things clicking for us in all facets of the game. And you know, we had some big performances. You know, with a couple of double-doubles against you.
Double-doubles, baby.
Yeah, Hazel.
Not just a burger at In-N-Out.
Exactly. Hazel Murphy, 14 kills, 14 digs against Sela, and then Casey Mayo, 14 assists and 11 digs. You know, Aubrey Torno, 25 digs in three sets against Sela.
That number's impressive. The performance was equally as impressive. Watching her dig balls was pretty impressive.
And you know, according to the recap and things like that, didn't make any. It was flawless as far as digging balls is concerned. And so really an excellent performance. Primetime players stepping up and performing against a primetime opponent. You know, and the, you know, turnaround on, you know, on Thursday, go over to Ephrata. You know, always a tough place to play over in Grant County. And get a sweep against a team that, you know, probably thought they could hang with us. And we got, you know, first set was a little close, 25-22, but then 25-14, 25-17 after that. And you know, Alana Mars, big game, 10 kills, 10 blocks.
I was getting text messages during that game going, hey, Alana's having an incredible game tonight. Yep. So pay attention. I watched online, and sure enough, she is blocking balls straight down on the other side of the net. That's a really tough thing to do and a tough thing to recover from if you're Ephrata.
Absolutely. So that was, you know, again, performances like hers. You know, Aubrey Torno, already mentioned her, and Hazel Murphy, you know, both had pretty good performances. And you know, so again, we kind of build off that, you know, heading into this week. We've got Othello here to kind of close out the first round of the double round robin schedule at home Tuesday, and then go to East Valley Thursday as we start the second half of league play. And then, of course, Saturday they go up to Burlington for the you know, for that invitational tournament where they go every year.
Such a great event every year. Burlington's always a team we're competing against across the board in a lot of different sports.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been especially strong in volleyball, and right. I think that's a big draw for our coaches to get up there to see some of the best teams in the state.
Absolutely, and that's exactly it. It's a little bit of a state tournament preview in a lot of instances, and you know, we've been pretty successful up there the last several years. And again, like we've talked about before with some of these non-conference tournaments, is they don't count in the overall win-loss record because they're best two out of three situations, but it's an opportunity to compete against, you know, more of the elite programs that you're not going to see. You're going to have a hard time getting them to come over to Ellensburg for one match, or
for sure,
or vice versa, to travel that far just to play one match when you can play, multiple programs that have asserted themselves, you know, across the state on an annual basis, opportunity to play them and have it not hurt your RBI, not help your RBI, I guess, conversely. But, it's a good test for the teams 100%. That you're going to see 4 weeks from now at the state tournament.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And you know what? All things considered, it's looking like we'll be back in the Dome playing at state. And we haven't fared very well the last few years. Right. We've gotten in. We've won a couple of games, but we've been out on the first day, and I think we're hoping to make it the second day. Finish. Coach Stickle's talking about finish, finish. So good luck to our volleyballers. Well, football had an entertaining week of homecoming, and it culminated in a football game on Friday night that was equally as entertaining as the week was.
It was, and Bulldogs got a 27-20 win against a 4A school in Wenatchee. And, a team that last year we played them in Moses Lake, they beat us by 4 touchdowns. That game, of course, was supposed to be Wenatchee, then got moved due to the smoke. But you're playing up in competition against a school with a large enrollment, and it was really it was back and forth, especially once we got into the second half. I think we fell behind. We were down 14-10 at half. We got a safety late in the third quarter when the snap on the punt went out of the back of the end zone. All of a sudden, it's 14-12. And we kind of saw the stuff that our defense has been doing the previous 3-4 weeks as far as shutting teams down. We kind of did that with Wenatchee in the second half once we were in the game and we finally took a lead early in the fourth quarter. Joey Olson, heck of a game for him offensively and defensively too. But three touchdowns for us. I think 146 yards rushed, 166 yards rushing on 26 carries.
Joey was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bottom line is that the kid just ran hard. He ran often and did an incredible job. But I really, truly believe that the turning point in the game was Easton Armstrong's leg. Kicking field goals, kicking PATs. Mm-hmm. Wenatchee had an incredible, incredible kicker, both in kickoff and field goals. I think he kicked a 40-yard field goal at one point.
Yep.
And that's a tough thing. That can be demoralizing for a high school football team. Sure. But you know what? Easton Armstrong made his PATs.
Exactly.
He made the field goal opportunity that he had. Like, Joey ran the ball hard, but we had to put the icing on the cake, and that was Easton. And then even at the tail end of the game, we had a chance to score where Liam threw to Joey for a touchdown.
Right.
Easton crosses the T and dots the I with that PAT.
Absolutely. And then our defense turned around and made a stop. Wenatchee was driving down the field. They're down 7 with under a minute to go, and they made some progress. I think we may have had a penalty along the way. I can't recall specifically.
We did. We had a late hit out of bounds.
Yep. And so Wenatchee's driving down the field. Then our defense turns around, makes a couple of stops. In fact, it was Nelson.
Yeah.
Made back-to-back plays down by the goal line. When they're trying to throw the ball 30, 40 yards down the field to get into the end zone because they didn't have the field goal as an option at that point. So great job for him to come up and make those plays and preserve the victory for us.
Well, and John Nelson learned real quick in the first quarter that number 5 was a pretty doggone good receiver, so he had to make sure he was on his A game the rest of the time.
Absolutely.
But ultimately, I think a lot of credit goes to the offensive line as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joey was running through some holes, and Chris Kokier had a couple carries for 20 yards, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some big holes that they were able to run through, so good job to the offensive line. I hope we can do it again this week as we take on Ofello at Ofello.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, the last few years, Othello's been strong. They've been a formidable opponent for us over the years as well, and it's always a tough place to go play.
It is, and anybody that was on last year's team will remember, they beat us 55-7 here at home. I think that was the largest margin in the history of the all-time series with the Huskies. And so, and they're playing fairly well. They are coming off of a 45-43 shootout win down at Prosser, ruined the Mustangs' homecoming. But you're right. They've been a good rival for us in recent years. I think they're starting to find their footing as well. So it'd be real interesting to see. But this is a key week for us. Really, our three remaining regular season games are all key if we want to have a chance to make it in the state tournament this year. And unfortunately, one of those is at home. With East Valley coming up the week after this. So it'll be interesting to see. But you take it one at a time, hang with the Huskies. I think our defense is pretty strong, one of the best in if not the best in the conference.
Spoken like a true coach, one game at a time, one play at a time. That's true, though, and he's 100% right. We got a bunch of opportunities the next 3 weeks to play really well and hopefully crack our way into the postseason for the football team.
Yep.
Well, hey, thank you, everybody, for listening again. Thanks to Ellensburg Community Radio for broadcasting this audio. And thanks to my good friend Jonathan Gordon here for coming and helping out once again.
You got it. Thanks.
Go Bulldogs.